Do COVID death rates also fall along party lines? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dylan Roby, associate professor of health, society, and behavior at the University of California, Irvine, determines where you live, not your affiliation, may indicate higher death rates.
Over 1 million Americans have died from COVID-19, a sobering fact that can be explained in part by the differences in pandemic response across red and blue states. In early 2020, liberal states and localities were quick to heed the recommendations of their public health agencies by issuing masking and physical distancing restrictions to drive cases down. Conservative areas resisted adopting such measures. Many Republican states criticized and ignored guidelines around masking mandates and eventually vaccine requirements, citing distrust of government and the belief that individual responsibility supersedes public health. Those actions have led to fatal consequences, with more deaths shifting to rural and conservative areas. My colleagues and I from the University of Maryland School of Public Health conducted an observational study comparing COVID-19 mortality data to U.S. counties' voting behavior in the 2020 presidential election. Our data analysis for Republican and Democratic counties revealed a positive relationship between county-level Republican vote share and county-level COVID-19 mortality, meaning that counties who overwhelmingly supported Donald Trump experienced nearly 73 additional deaths per 100,000 people compared to Democratic counties. We also found that COVID-19 vaccine uptake only explains 10% of the difference. Two takeaways are clear. One, we need enhanced, comprehensive public health approaches beyond simply focusing on vaccines. This study does not conclude that Republicans are more likely to die from COVID, but that people living in Republican areas are more likely to die, a likely proxy for compliance with public health guidelines. And two, vulnerable people living in Republican areas, regardless of their politics, are more likely to die from COVID due to the political beliefs, compliance with public health measures, and health behaviors of their neighbors.
That was Dylan Roby of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.